Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yes, I'm defrosted.
Did someone from your team at home start and warm up your car this morning so you didn't have to?
No.
Okay. You spared them?
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah,
I don't know. Nobody likes me that much.
That was the coldest time of this weather system to leave the house this morning. That was not fun.
Yeah, my many years of doing morning shows, it's about the worst when it's this cold and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And there's not a soul to be found anywhere on the streets.
No.
It's a cold and lonely life we live.
Yes, it is.
But some people have actual problems.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I didn't realize, like I know we were into the award season and just had the Golden Globes. And then the Critics' Choice was last night. The Emmys are tonight, right?
Emmys are tonight, yeah. We're going back-to-back award shows.
Must be tough
with the there is actually a lot to cover with all of that. If you're gonna,
no, I'm talking about for the stars. Like, it's, I mean, they're getting dressed up, having a great meal, well, picking up their prizes.
Can't imagine the amount of Botox that must be injected the last week or so with all of this.
By the way, Andy's sitting next to me. He looks like he's got some work done
between yesterday and today. Yeah, well, lots of it.
It's just the cold weather. His skin is contracting.
Can say walking the dog. That does it for you at night.
It's about to snap. His skin is about to break into like little pieces.
I can't smile.
Just tear open.
Like when you get a Snickers bar. Remember, you used to put the Snickers bar in the freezer and smash into a million pieces. That's what our skin is like when you're outside for more than 2 minutes.
You could just watch your car with a Snickers bar and it's going to be ready to go. For that reason.
I just hate this so much.
Did you enjoy the awards better than the Golden Globes? I thought Chelsea Handler did so much of a bet. Like, every time Joe Coy came on during the Golden Globes, I was kind of cringing, like, is it going to be bad or is he going to say something stupid? Chelsea Handler did a great job.
Chelsea Handler's second time doing it, so she does have a little experience on her ex-boyfriend, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Which was a little bit ironic that they were hot and heavy for quite some time, and then they broke up, didn't really talk about it. But now he bombs last week as the host of the Golden Globes, and I agree that Chelsea Handler was fantastic as the host last night.
She
didn't get in the way of the presentation. She was funny without being mean, although Robert De Niro might disagree. She had a couple of jokes about Robert De Niro and his age, and he gives no expression whatsoever, so you couldn't really tell if he was mad or that's just how he normally is. She was very funny. We have a couple of clips from Chelsea Handler before we get to the winners and losers from last night. Just a little example of what a good job Chelsea Handler did.
Barbie, Greta became the highest grossing female director of all time. Which can only mean one thing. Hollywood executives are currently debating whether Greta's worth taking a second chance on. Speaking of powerful women, Oprah is here for The Color Purple. To give you an idea of how passionate Oprah is about this film, right now you are watching her on the CW. The cast of May, December, and Killers of the Flower Moon are here. And this is where most comedians would make some sort of May-December joke about Leonardo DiCaprio's dating preferences, but I'm not going to do that, because I actually have the same affliction as Leo, but in the opposite direction. I prefer my men old and hot. Men who have been around since the railway was invented. Speaking of which, Robert De Niro and Harrison Ford are here. Unfortunately, Martin Scorsese isn't here tonight, but that's not going to stop me from letting everyone in this room know that I would toss him around like a little Italian meatball. Thank you for laughing at that. My writers wrote it.
Yeah, see, that was...
That was the jab.
That was the jab that she took at Joe Coyle when his jokes were actually bombing.
He's blaming other people.
Last week, he said, my writers wrote it. So she takes a little jab at the ex-boyfriend during her monologue last night. Awesome. It was very, very funny.
It was.
But a great night. These Critics' Choice Awards are put on by the Critics' Choice Association. It's an a national organization of critics, of broadcast critics, online critics.
That's you too.
Print critics. I am a voting member of this body. And it's become a very, very reliable predictor of what could happen at the Oscars or the Emmy Awards, which, as you said, are tonight.
Yeah.
So, you know, very clearly Oppenheimer was a huge winner last night. It took eight of the Critics' Choice Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director. We had visual effects. We had cinematography, a number of technical awards. Robert Downey Jr., won as Best Supporting Actor. So these are now the odds-on favorites when the Oscar nominations will come out, and those are going to be coming out in a week or so. The voting is going on right now for the Oscar nominations. So to have this award ceremony come out while the voting process is beginning is significant, and it definitely will impact people. Also, on the... movie side, some of the winners included, Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things. Paul Giamatti won for Best Actor for The Holdovers. Christopher Nolan won for Best Director for Oppenheimer. We have a little bit of what some of them said in their speeches last night, including America Ferrara, who won an award for gender representation. She gave a very powerful speech. And a very emotional Harrison Ford, who got a Career Achievement Award last night.
I want to thank my lovely wife. Melissa Flockhart, who supports me when I need a lot of support, and I need a lot of support.
To me, this is the best and highest use of storytelling: to affirm one another's full humanity, to uphold the truth that we are all worthy of being seen. Black, brown, indigenous, Asian, trans, disabled, any body type, any gender, we are all worthy of having our lives richly and authentically reflected.
I didn't think my week could get any better than going viral for eating a cheeseburger. Serious, guys. I need that endorsement, so let's all just pray for me.
I have this hair that grows on the side of my ear. This like not like a ear hair, it's like on the side here. It gets really long, and then my wife surprises me by plucking it. And then Sarah Snook discovered it. And then they both started taking turns plucking my hair, and it was really painful, and now I'm here talking about it. Instead of saying what I had prepared to say, which is gone now. And I'm probably out of time.
That's Kieran Culkin, who won Best Actor or a TV drama. He is hilarious.
He's funny.
He gets up on the stage where the clock is ticking, and he's talking about a hair on his ear. I sort of love that. And Paul Giamatti, of course, was right before that because he was photoed taking getting a cheeseburger after the Golden Globes at In-N-Out Burger last week. So I don't know. I don't know where he did his fine dining last night. I'm sure we'll
find out.
Finding out about that. Yeah.
Dean Richards is with us, and Joyce Randolph, last surviving member of the Honeymooners, passed away this weekend.
Yeah, sad story. I mean, she was 99 years old.
Yeah.
She really didn't do that much after she played Trixie Norton on the Honeymooners, starting in the mid 50s. She was on all the classic episodes of The Honeymooners is remembered very fondly, although as she said many times herself in interviews, I only had two or three lines per episode. Yeah, there really wasn't very much. He'd come downstairs and go, "Oh, hi, Alice. Yeah. Oh, I'm going upstairs, Alice. Oh, Alice.
It's very true.
You know, she would do things like that. She passed away in her sleep Saturday night at her home in New York City. She is 285 years old now. And still dancing the mambo with Carlos.
Yeah,
don't get me started on honeymoon episodes. And yesterday on the Sunday show, Shwani and I were talking about honeymooners episodes, and I saw Andy's eyes actually roll back into his head.
Got a nice nap. It was good.
It was like
refreshing. Really?
Yeah. It was like looking at a slot machine, watching his eyes go round and round and round. The two old guys talking about honeymooners.
Just a little before my time.
You can geek out on that for sure. I got about a minute left. You want to talk a little bit about the box office this weekend?
Yeah, it was a big weekend for Mean Girls, the musical. Mm-hmm. Tina Fey adapted her original movie into a stage musical that now has been adapted into a motion picture musical, and it's actually pretty good. I gave it a B when I reviewed it on Friday. Beekeeper wound up the Jason Statham action movie, which is just nothing but pure violence, unashamedly so, nothing but pure violence. Came in as the number two movie, followed by Wonka. So you know, people are even with the cold, people are going out.
They're going out
and going to see a movie.
Well, it's nice on the West Coast.
True,
it's very true.
Very true. I mean, hey, you know, you go to the movies. What do you got to take, like 10 steps from your car into the theater?
It's true.
Well, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Exactly.
Stay warm today, buddy.
Likewise, keep those as I put on Facebook the other day. It would have been my mom's 101st birthday the other day. And I said, if she were still with us, she would have called me 10 times by now telling me to wear a hat.
Of course she would.
But this is exactly what she would have said. Now, I'm just calling to remind you it's cold outside. Wear a hat because you're bald.
She loved you.
Because I don't know that otherwise. So thanks for the reminder again.
That's awesome. Happy birthday to your late mom.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.